What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. There's a winter book sale put on by the Friends of the Ellsworth Public Library happening today until 1 p.m. All proceeds from the sale directly support the Ellsworth Library, its programming, and special initiatives. Your local library, if it's not Ellsworth, might have a book sale from time to time too. Ask them. They might also have the free book cart out from time to time. Danger, danger. I do adore the little free libraries that have popped up everywhere. We even have a shelf at Blue Hill YMCA that the public library oversees. Mens sana in corpore sano. A healthy mind in a healthy body, right? Is it just me, or do you like to organize a shelf of books? I act like a staff member of every tiny library I see. Tidying, reshelving. Sometimes a gem of a book has gotten tucked behind the others. Did you know there's a website for registered little free libraries? Not surprisingly, you can find it at littlefreelibrary.org. According to the website, they're celebrating their 200,000th little book box in March. Title I elementary schools in the U.S. can apply to receive one of 200 little free library book sharing boxes with books from Penguin Random House. On Sunday the 26th, join Janie Snyder for a painting workshop at the Millbridge Theater and Community Arts Center. Supplies you need will be included. The workshop runs from 11 to 12:30. Check out the Millbridge Theater Facebook page for all the details. Come celebrate local landscape artists Eileen Ahern, Allison Dibble, Martin Gallant, and Larry Moffitt at a closing reception for the exhibit Our Lovely World, Four Ways. That's Monday, January 27th, 4:30 to 6. bhpl.org for more information. The exhibit is available for viewing through the 30th during library hours, subject to the Howard Room meeting schedule. Every Thursday, including this one, at 6:30 p.m., you can join Fogtown Brewing for Trivia Night at the Ellsworth Tap Room. You know it's a quiet time of year when I'm calling Trivia Night a literary art, but you know there's going to be a literature category. Get a team or come solo to test your knowledge and compete for prizes. It's the perfect midweek activity to unwind and have a nice time with friends. Looking ahead to next weekend, there's a program, Endangered Species and the Role of Art in Conservation. Do you want your artistic endeavors to have more meaning? Haystack Mountain School of Crafts is here for you. On Saturday, February 1st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at their Fab Lab in Deer Isle, you can be artsy while also learning more about Maine's endangered species. Barbara Putnam combines natural sciences and art to visually communicate current research in collaboration with botanists, ecologists, and marine biologists. She aims to make critical scientific information accessible and engaging through art. You can join others to expand your artistic practice using Scratchboard, an accessible medium that brings your work to life while raising awareness about Maine's endangered species. Dive into research on the unique and at-risk wildlife around you. Maybe the margined tiger beetle, the leatherback turtle, the harlequin duck, or the peregrine falcon, all listed rarities in Acadia National Park. You might even find inspiration from fish, plant, and coastal species that are close to home. Bring a few reference images to start. The Fab Lab will transfer them onto a scratchboard. As everyone carves, conversation will circle around Maine's conservation efforts and the role of art in preserving our natural world. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm here with a suggestion to improve your relationships. Do you find that unexpected on WERU? The call letters are, we are you, but we are also here for you. My advice? Start working on that love poem and homemade card today. By doing that, you'll have plenty of time to make it pretty and personal by February 14th. Have you got an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. It's so simple to post on the calendar. Go to weru.org, click on Community Calendar, choose Submit an Event. It's a simple form to use. Encourage your favorite event organizers to post. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street.